Dear Freak Show, I got a situation that's going on that I probably am going to sound really weak about, but I'm thinking of the big picture. Here's the story. I proposed to my girlfriend, and of course, she said, yes, we're deeply in love, and this is probably going to be the happiest day in my life until we have kids. She told me that she has one request for this to work. When we're legally married, she wants me to take her last name. I was dumbfounded at first because I never really heard it go down like that. I love my name. It's my family name. I won't say it because I don't really want to be embarrassed, but I'd love to get your opinion on it. What would my dad say if I ditched our family name to take on my wife's? Guys have never done that as far as I've been concerned, and I got a lot of family members that have gotten married. But she said that her family name is going to end with this generation because there are no boys to carry it on. She has a bunch of cousins that are all girls, and she has no brothers. I have two older brothers, so my family legacy will live on if that's the case. I just never thought about it that way. I do understand. How am I supposed to explain this on Facebook? It's going to seem weird. I have to change my name at work. I mean, even the placard that's on my office at my job. I would take endless amounts of crap from people I know, but I told her that, and she says she's unwilling to budge, and that it would be hard for her to do this. Even though she loves me, it would be hard for her to take that away from her dad because she thinks if she was able to give that to her father would be elated. I do understand, and I'm wondering if this is something that's bigger than me that I could do and what you guys think about it.
Is this such a big deal for guys?
Yes.
Why?
It is. I couldn't see my... her reasoning is good. It's valid. At first, I was like, nah. But then when she kind of explained about the family legacy, I get it. Couldn't be me, though.
I thought you was getting right. You totally switched on me.
I thought
you was about to say, I get it. So
get it. I understand.
Right. But I thought it was another part.
I couldn't play ball because that's just as important to me, too.
So, what about a hyphen in two names?
Endless
teasing.
But
you know what, though? All right, how about this, though? You're Dobby Rolando.
Okay.
You know, if you changed your name, like, a lot of people wouldn't even know, really, because you still Dobby Rolando on the radio.
No, man, just the fact, the act of doing it, and what your parents are going to say. It hurts.
It would hurt, but I'm saying I get it.
Why does this hurt? Wait.
Is love more important than that? If you found somebody who is your rib, and this is the thing where they like, yo, like, it ain't like she's not going to marry him. She's just really trying to press to get her dad. Like that moment, and how dope would her dad be with you,
right?
If you allowed that to happen,
it's just a tradition.
Like,
this is a traditional thing.
If you're that deep into it, if you like, you know, Anthony Meredith Schmoopy love. If you into that kind of love,
but
maybe you give it up.
Some people might not have that attachment to their last name, but
right.
I could see how this could be a deal breaker.
Like, my name was given to me by my dad. My dad ain't here no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, but I don't have no boys.
Right.
But my brother got babies all over the world. So Davis is gonna live.
Spread the love.
And I got a lot of uncles that have children and stuff like that. So, like, you know, they gonna live. It's cool.
You can pass the name down maybe with the kids that you eventually have in the future. That way the kids have her last name.
Thomas is on the phone. Hey, Thomas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, could you do this?
What was that?
Could you do this kind of thing for love?
Not again.
What do you mean not again?
I did it with my ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
Wait, you took your ex-wife's last name?
Yeah, she had a son before we got married. So to keep questions down, I just took her last name so that nobody would question anything with the boy and all that. And, you know, 10 years later, it didn't work out. So now my other kids with her have her last name, and now they're looking at me funny.
You changed your name to hers, and now y'all have children, and everybody has the same last name, and the relationship didn't work out.
Right, and now I'm back to my, you know, my surname.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would have just kept it moving.
Why? I mean, yeah, why didn't you just...
Well,
I know.
Yeah, but yeah. That's
after, when I was getting ready to ask the question, and I was like, yeah, I know. I know why you changed back.
Yeah. Exactly. Plus, I'm now engaged to somebody else, so now it'd be really awkward to say, oh, you got to take my ex-wife's last name, you know?
Right,
yeah. I feel you. Okay.
Now, what if your new fiance said, hey, you did it for her, I want you to do it for me?
No.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
a question.
No, I got you. Hey, appreciate it, man. Wow, thank you for sharing that. Kevin is on the phone. Hey, Kevin, what's good?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. You heard the story. Now, what do you think about this?
I think he's not supposed to change the name. Their best bet is like to come up together, and if they have a son, their first son. Should change the name and carry a name. But no, he's a man. He's not supposed to change that name.
So if they you're saying if they have a son, then they could change the son's name to hers?
Yeah, they can do that and change the name, and the son will grow up with that name, and it's going to be his name. But for him, as a man, his whole life, but basically his name, that's his ego. His whole life, he knows everything about his name. He's not supposed to change that to her name.
Hey, no. Kevin, I know this is totally stereotypical, but where you from?
I was born and raised in Haiti.
In Haiti. Oh, see, let me tell you. I've been to Haiti. I've been to Léogâne.
Yeah.
I've been to Labadie. Yeah. And I tell you, I've been with Clef, and I know ain't no Haitian man taking no other woman last day. I hear it in your voice. I know it is not in you. You can't do it.
No, there's no. Yeah, he's your ego. He's your like as a man. That's who you are. Your name.
Yeah. I hear it in your heart, dog. I hear it. When he was like, nope, that is your name. Yeah. You're the man. I'm like, I know what you're talking.
By the way, guys, I'm in Jersey right now. I'm listening to y'all guys in Jersey.
Hey, we appreciate that, fam. Thanks for checking in with us, Kevin. I appreciate it, bro.
What's up with the ego? And you can't...
As a man, you heard Kevin.
Let me tell you, there are men who are a little bit more open to conversation.
Yeah.
But then there are men, I mean, like, Davi's Latin.
Yeah, Mr. Prideful
Latino
over here.
Dudes are like, what? Yes. Hey, respeto, dog. Yeah. That's my name. Yes. You joining me. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? But then there's some very conversational kind of guys out
the
here.
The ones that drink almond milk.
You're a hater.
Man buns.
You're a hater. Somebody carry a man's laptop bag or something like that, a little cross
it's
bag.
A satchel. We have a text out the 941. It says they should both just keep their own last names. Marriage is not an automatic last name changer. That's an additional option that you don't have to take.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you have a different name than I got, which is working for celebrities all over.
For sure.
Jennifer Lopez, A-Rod. I doubt she's going to become Jennifer Rodriguez.
That not happening.
You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case... Then what does the kid get called?
We're going to have this argument all over again.
Well, I mean, okay, so
you want the name passed on.
Speaking as the Latin man and Kevin, you know, like, all right, you're prideful about your name. Your son comes along and he gets the name of his grandfather on her side. Are you okay with that?
I would be open to a conversation about a hyphenation. We might be able to hyphenate it.
Might be. Do you hear that?
We can talk about it.
You're not even willing to compromise.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to compromise, but
you got to work on this before you get married. Because you don't compromise much on this show. You need to get better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.